You are listening to Codpaste on WFMU.org, brought to you by people like us and Ergo Fizmiz. And you can find old playlists of this show at wfmu.org/playlists/CT. And this week we're going to be talking about and listening to easy listening. Magic. No, don't turn off, because you like it really, don't you? Easy listening, just like ABBA. You like it, don't you? We all like it. How can you not like it? It's nice. You like it really, don't you? Easy listening, just like ABBA. You like it, don't you? We all like it. How can you not like it? It's nice. It's nice. It's nice. It's nice. And I think that's the thing that attracts us to easy listening, is that it's nice. It's not nasty. It's not unexpected. It's not shocking. It's not ironic. It's not postmodern. It's just easy and it's nice. And you listen to it. And it's as simple as that. Or is it? I mean, is it that simple? Is anything that simple? I don't think anything is that simple, actually. The thing that that's made me like easy listening, I think, is partly knowing that, well, a lot of people automatically don't like it, even though they actually don't consider that opinion, and actually... How can you not like Burt Bacharach? How can you not like Glen Campbell? How can you not like the well-known pop hits that are now called easy listening? I don't know. How can you not like Burt Bacharach? How can you not like Glen Campbell? How can you not like the well-known pop hits that are now called easy listening? I don't know. You like it really, don't you? Easy listening, just like ABBA. You like it, don't you? We all like it. Not like it. It's nice. You like it really, don't you? Easy listening, just like ABBA. Just like ABBA.
Why do I sample easy listening? It's a very difficult question. Because I use it a lot.
Just like ABBA.
One thing is that in particularly good easy listening, there's often some great musicianship, and you can find fantastic sound sources because they're being immaculately performed. Also, it's about, if you use easy listening, it seems to automatically carry its own spirit through, so you get something of the spirit and atmosphere of a lot of this music. For example, it's very hard to sample an Exotica record without coming out with something redolent of Exotica at the end. No matter how morphed and transformed, it still remains that little bit exotic. You can still picture yourself surrounded by hula girls on a Hawaiian beach, sipping cocktails, and looking out to sea. The sun rising. You've been up all night. This is paradise. Paradise. Mm-hmm.
I think it's to do with the fact that it's kind of meant to be nice, and there's something about things that are meant to be nice that brings out your sense of humour, because your sense of humour wants to subvert niceness sometimes into something a bit twisted, or in our case, trying to make easy listening into something else. And also it comes in its own can of context. It's so easy to actually mix it with other genres to make it into something else. It's perfect. Perfect pop. Easy listening is perfect pop music.
Really good easy listening music for me is marked by real close attention to arrangements. The arrangements are often very, very good, particularly in Esquivel and Enoch Light. There's some really brilliant arrangements and unexpected arrangements. Sometimes Esquivel uses a harmonium. I think it's a harmonium. It sounds like a very, very deep sounding harmonium.
I'm going to forget saying where I'm digressing. I'm just going to go on a merry waltz around all these subjects. So yes, easy listening music's also referred to as, you know, mood music or light music or elevator music, lift music, music for when you're standing in a lift. I mean, how more specialised do you want to get there? I've always sampled easy listening music because also it's very empty sounding and it has got such a lush atmosphere to it. To start with, particularly a kind of subgenre, exotica. And the main people involved with the exotica movement were Les Baxter and Martin Denny in the mid-1950s, and maybe the best known song of the exotica movement could well be Quiet Village by Martin Denny. Had a very magical feel to it, lots of sound effects of birds and bongos and vibes and gongs, and often using music Hawaiian style and Polynesian music. But it was also very much a suburban kind of thing that came along with the whole kitsch kind of movement and an escapism of, you know, following maybe a depression that came about. Maybe that's why easy listening had a resurgence in the 1980s. People just wanting something a bit different and getting fed up with people being political and serious or having attitude. And, you know, I really kind of think it's about time we had another resurgence, actually. So many people who are covering the same songs as well. But I'll tell you something, it's not going to go away. Every decade will be reinterpreted as easy listening. If not at the time, by people like the Mike Flowers Pops or Paul Anka or even Captain Kirk himself doing covers of pulp songs. This is never going to go away, and easy listening is just around the corner for everyone. Sooner or later, easy listening will get you. Thank you. There are so many artists who are influenced by Easy Listening now, and also referencing it either with cover versions or sampling it. Some examples being the RIAA, who did a great Burt Bacharach mashup album called Dirt Bacharach. Stockhausen and Wortmann, who became very, very popular as a result of the Easy Listening movement with their Organ Transplants 2 CDs. Tipsy, also, who made kind of exotica
I suppose in some ways it's possible to see Easy Listening as being the or one of the central components in the things that Vicky and I do. Because in one way, if you look at all the different titles of the Codpaste programmes, we've had comedy and The Chase and cartoon music and Hooked on Classics, and in some ways all those different kinds of music or associated music are considered easy listening. So that means that Vicky and I are heading straight to the bargain bucket. Oh yes, here we come. You have been listening to Codpaste with People Like Us and Ergo Fizmis. You can subscribe to this podcast at wfmu.org/podcast/ct.xml. Thank you.
Thank you.